Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
Welcome back to Cashing In. I'm Cash Levy. And you know what? We really, I had no idea this was, there was a myth out there that this show goes much further back than I ever even realized. And the show goes back really thousands of years, that there are some Cashing In with TJ Miller scrolls and some ancient scrolls where all of the things we've discussed were preordained. And I had no idea that that was the case. But apparently, everything we've been saying was already scripted. And we've just been reciting something that was first on some tablets and then transferred to the scrolls. Now, I've called a New York museum, which indeed has gotten their hands on these scrolls, these Cashing In scrolls. And I'm very curious what they have to say about it. So I'm calling the museum janitor, who apparently has gotten the scrolls and taken them to his home in New York City. He did not think they were safe at the museum. He was afraid they'd be stolen. And here he is. And I'm just going to call him right now. There are those that call him, I'm not sure what his real name is, but his handle online is Swizzle Sticks Warthog. So I'm not absolutely certain what that means, but I'm calling him right now just to try to get a lowdown on what these scrolls say and how he got his hands on them and how thick is the parchment. I'm calling him right now. Here we go. And
hello?
Oh, he's really old phone. Hey, hello. Is this Swizzle Sticks Warthog?
Old Swizzle Stick Warthog. That's what you used to call me in 1990. No! No! Get your goddamn cargo shorts off my coffee table! Oh, Rocketan!
Are you the janitor who works at the Museum of Podcasting?
Is that correct? I am the waste manager, yeah, and the head cleaning superintendent.
Wow,
even
and my understanding
Swizzle
is
Stick when they're not calling me Warthog.
My understanding is you actually
like
got your
nasty hand- little Ziploc bags full of gravy. I dig them to the bowling alley. I throw them down the way.
My understanding is you got your hands
it's
on
got
the cashing
some kinks in it.
Is that correct?
And we'll iron them out. What you calling for?
Well, my understanding is you got your hands on the cashing in scrolls. I wanted
Are
to
you
get to know you.
Are you interested in purchasing my ankles because they're not for sale?
These no, I know it's a very precious thing.
My feet and my legs together for many a moon.
Now, I wasn't trying to purchase your ankles. Did you ask if I wanted to purchase your ankles?
What do you think? Yeah, of course I did. Now, listen.
I wasn't sure if that's what you said. I'd never heard anyone say that before.
Oh, so you're calling about the scrolls.
Yes. Did you listen to the show? Did you read the scrolls and then listen to the podcast?
Listen to the podcast. More like the podcast listen to the scrolls. Just as Cash Levy himself had listened to T.J. Miller's many comedy specials and stolen the alphabet soup out of his mouth. That's what we call it. When you steal someone's alphabet soup, you're taking the words right out of their mouth.
Well, you know.
Yeah, the scrolls have been around for as long as time, they say. And time has been around a little bit longer than Cheerios. A lot of people don't know that. And as some people say,
some people say that
God made dirt, but he didn't. And dirt do hurt. You ever rub it in your eyes and put it down your urethra? Yikes!
No, I haven't done that.
Yikes! Gave it away! That's why they call me old Swizzle Stick Warthog.
You know, they,
so
I mean.
What do you want to hear about these scrolls?
Well, how long are the scrolls?
Oh, I'd say as long as time itself, but they're really about 48 feet apiece, and there's 27 of them.
I'm doing the show right now with you, Swizzle Sticks. Is this interview in the scrolls?
Did you call me Swizzle Sticks?
No, I think I might have, but I thought maybe you had a son or, you know,
it's
there might
Swizzle
be more
Stick.
Than one Swizzle Stick.
Singular.
Yeah. Okay. Swizzle Stick, I'm sorry to insult you. I know you're getting upset now.
At least you didn't call me a pirate.
Is this particular episode in the scroll, this conversation, have we already had this conversation?
Of course. In fact, I knew you were going to call today. I've been following along with every single, and I, judging by when you record the episodes and when you release them, I knew you'd call today. That's where I wore my Sunday best, but my Saturday worst. And it's my Monday okay. And
yeah,
Tuesday,
I mean,
it's above my,
we're gonna look
my above average Tuesday. Cha-cha-cha!
Do they assume we're going to look terrible on Monday and Tuesday to say the Sunday best? I mean, can't we look good on the other
Saturday
day?
Saturday worst.
So you've already read the scrolls, and you know what this episode's about. What's my next question?
Why do you think I just made that joke? It was in the scrolls. Yeah. They said that one day they'd call the janitor, who, of course, is me, but also Gorberger, a character that TJ played on Comedy Central and several other mediums. It's based on me.
Is this?
But rather, I am based on he or it, oh, whatever it is.
This is like talking to Gollum.
So the point being, I knew to put on my Sunday best, my Saturday worst, and my Friday, I found it in the kitchen trash because I knew you were going to call and I figured you'd FaceTime.
Did you read in the scrolls? Did that give you the idea to steal the scrolls from the museum? Is that correct? That you read that at the museum and that's how you knew you had to bring the scrolls home?
It was the only way that I could be sure you'd call me. Not only did I steal the scrolls, well, stealing's a strong word. I killed two people and took them. But not only did I take the scrolls, I also, I spread rumors knowing they would get to you, so you'd hear about the fact.
Well, here I am.
The only thing I didn't anticipate is that you wouldn't have the sound of a phone on your phone, that you wouldn't have the ability to Google the sound of a telephone ringing. And in the scrolls it said, he shall find the sound of a ringing phone on his phone to play for the pod. The tasty, the hot, the buttery.
Well, let me ask you this. Were there
the
also
spicy.
Tablets? Were there also tablets at one point? Because I see an urn behind you.
Said in the scrolls that you would try and talk tablets when I'm talking turkey. Roll that gravy ball, baby! We'll iron it out in a kink! We'll post it out in iron!
Gravy training? Is that what you're talking about?
Of course.
That was in the last episode.
Of course.
Yeah. Do you ever bother to listen to the episodes?
I knew. They're all in the scrolls. The scrolls told me he'll try to talk tablets when you're talking turkey. But don't let him get by without telling him if he couldn't find. This is how complicated it gets. If he found that he couldn't find the ringing cell phone noise on his telephone, and he begins to make the ringing sound with his mouth, match each ring equally in volume and length with a strong, short, blasted burp. And if you'll go back to the beginning of this episode, you'll see that I was at the ready. I hadn't had much root beer cola beforehand, but I did my best.
Well, you know what's interesting? You look sort of familiar to me. I can see you now.
And why can you see me now? I knew. It said also, he may try and suddenly pretend like he'd use FaceTime. The 12 and a half, of course, this is in the scroll. Ye 12 and a half, of course, did not believe that he would both not have the sound of a phone ringing available to him and at the ready, but also that suddenly he can see or be FaceTiming with whoever he had called.
The call familiar.
The call is in quotes, the he is in bold, and the ye is italicized. Italicized. That's when you sneeze in italics. Ha!
Well, I mean, this is...
It has been foreseen. Yes. Now is a moment when you...
I think I...
Try and...
Solve the riddle?
No. This is when you try and push forward to something that never happened in the scroll. Something that would never happen. Because how could the very waste manager... They call me janitor. I don't care for it. But the cleaning administrative superintendent. How could he both have stolen the scrolls that would essentially foretell lives much, much later on, thousands of years later, to occur and create a podcast and continue it? And then... One of the episodes, that very man who stole these scrolls from antiquity would end up being the man who had yet to be born, but would fulfill the scroll's purpose.
The prophecy? Then you know what that means? TJ?
I'm right behind you.
What? TJ, are you doing behind me?
I walked into your office.
Wow, this is weird. Did you teleport? No one was here before.
No. I just came in through the front door. I was going to help. Okay, was going to help sew. Kate taught me how to sew, so I was going to help sew your beanbag back together. But then I got so excited about all the beans all over the house, so I started counting little beans.
Well, this is a weird coincidence.
I found my way into your office, and now they call me Old Bean Counter. And I got a bunch of the beans together, cooked them, made baked beans, baked them, cooked them, and I put them in a sack. And so now you have a bean bag chair and a bean sack ottoman. So you're going to be able to sit in your, you're going to be able to sit in your beanbag chair, which is now repaired. I sewed it, and then kick your feet up on a sack that I've tied, which is filled with baked beans. And that's your bean sack ottoman.
And there's not many bean sack ottomans. So that's going to be very unique. You know what? I want to ask you something in all seriousness. Have you heard anything about the cashing in scrolls? Have you heard anything about that? Because I think it's weird. I was doing an interview with a guy and he disappeared and all of a sudden you showed up.
No. I mean, he disappeared from where?
I don't know. I was like, we got cut off. We're having a conversation with someone from a museum.
Was on the phone?
Telling me about, huh?
It was on the phone?
Yeah, I was on the phone.
But yeah, but you, but what, see, you thought.
We got cut off and I was about to call.
I wasn't on the phone with you in your own house. That's the number from which you called, from whence you called, some might say.
I don't know. It's just so weird.
I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that that seems like a pretty weird thing.
Yeah, it's a weird coincidence. Well, hey, you know, while you're here, you want to do a quick podcast? Just a quick, tasty, buttery lick?
No, that's
a quick one. Let's do a quick one.
I'm all right.
Do a quick tasty.
No,
quick,
I got to get out of here. I got to get back to my to my scrunde worst.
Wait, what did you just say?
Nothing.
Where were you? Get back to where? Your scroll?
No, I was at church.
Are you? God, this is really strange. I'm starting.
No, I was at church. It was Monday.
Okay. Yeah. Because were you wearing your Sunday best? Or your Monday?
Oh, you would try and see if I was wearing my Sunday best, Saturday worst, really, or Friday not bad.
Very suspicious,
Mike. Monday, I got it out of the trash can in the kitchen. You would.
Did we get cut off? I mean, you were right with me. And now you're on the phone. This is really getting
weird. Listen, I don't know if you know, but there's a real world hang-up where you just walk out of the room and it's over. The conversation's over.
That's it?
Yeah. It's like shutting off the phone.
Okay.
I just left the room and the conversation cuts off.
Wow. Okay.
It's just by physical distance rather than pressing a button in technology.
Yeah. It's just someone just disappearing, even as they're sitting across from you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. Well, this is weird. Hey, do you want to do a couple maskers before you?
I would love that.
Okay, let's do it.
Because I got to get up early. I got to get a COVID test so that I cannot get the results back in time to see my wife. And then I can head to Salt Lake City, Utah.
Let's do a few.
To then maybe get COVID.
Hey, before we even do one of those, I'm going to ask you a couple. I'm going to do a couple questions as you're looking for maskers. This is a section we like to call the triple banger
lightning round.
Triple banger lightning round.
Let me just do one of them. What do you think is a better perfume? New can of tennis balls? New car smell? Gasoline or forest fire? What's a better perfume smell?
Gasoline. I like gasoline a lot.
I like new cans of tennis balls.
Those are really good. I haven't had enough experience because I don't play tennis.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Gasoline, though, I've always loved, even as a kid. Gregory Baker, this is to be nice and to thank you for something. Yeah, because I just found this and I. So if you'll recall, 12 and a half, I had a real problem remembering a saying that was like, da 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 da, then da 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 da. I'd rather she be a redhead than seven. And some people came up with some pretty good ones. We later found out, thanks to one of the 12 and a half on Patreon. Our favorites. We love all of you equally, but the people on Patreon more. And they, a young lady, you know, actually came through with it. And it was, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. And that was it. Mm-hmm. And for some reason that was stuck in my head. It's very funny. But somebody else had one. I'd rather stand for what I believe in than... I'd rather stand up for what I believe in than kneel. I forget that one. It was like, I'd rather stand for nothing than kneel for everything. That's what it was. That's just a good one. And, but Gregory Baker said, it's definitely not the phrase you're looking for, but he says, his dad always says, I'd rather be pissed off than pissed on. And I think that's the thing though is, would you? Because then you're giving the finger, right? And the thumbs up back, that's pissing on them. So by being pissed off, you're giving Cash Levy the opportunity to kind of thumbs up while you're flipping the bird, right? And this is not a bird. I think the reason they call it that is because you do it like this with the knuckles halfway up. That looks like a bird.
Yeah, but okay. So you're saying the thumb and the pinky finger come.
Thumb's got to be out.
More of a bird type illusion.
Well, you know what they say: if your thumb's not out, then you're gonna get gout.
Well, I don't recall hearing them saying that. But let me ask: are birds always flipping us off? Is that something we should then conclude? Birds, especially when a bird flies over your head and takes a dump on you. Yeah. When a bird takes a dump on you, that's a double bird.
I don't know. Or that's the bird flipping you, the human. He's flipping shits. That's a bird flipping shits.
The kids today were like, Chance was like, I think seagulls are the only reason people don't consider them beautiful is because there's so many of them and we don't appreciate them because we see them too often. And, you know, that's why, because they're not bad looking. They're not bad looking animals. And I said, well, that's one reason. But the other reason, we hold it against them that they like human food. We hold it against them as if it's that makes them bad. They're more human.
You're talking about pigeons?
No, I'm talking about seagulls.
Oh, they do. And they're really smart. They'll come over to you and kind of wait and see. But yeah, why don't we eat them? I think it's because.
That wasn't what I was talking. I wasn't saying we should eat them. You went totally off the. You're just like, yeah, well, I'm hungry for a seagull right now. Eating them. That's just like there's a lot of them.
I could use a couple gulls down my gullet.
You know what? You're kind of coming onto something here. Why are we eating so much chicken? Why aren't they serving seagull? There's tons of them.
I mean,
I like where you went with that. I was saying that they're not appreciated enough. We don't seem to like them much. We don't like them any more than chickens. Why are we eating so much chicken? Maybe we should start eating seagulls. Maybe that's where and they're big too. There's a lot of meat on those bones.
Well, there's got to be some reason.
You know why we don't eat them? Because they eat our food, and it'd almost be like cannibalism.
Yeah, I think that's right.
They have so much French fries in their bodies. Seagulls.
They're smarter too, though. But that's true. I recently fed seagulls French fries.
Yeah,
and I gave one.
They're filled with salt.
The last half of a hamburger, and the seagull just ate the burger and didn't eat the bun. I think he was on a paleo diet. He's not doing carbohydrates right now.
Yeah. They're filled with,
Speaking of, very strange, Greg Baker says, aren't boneless wings just chicken tenders for guys who don't want to look lame in front of their friends?
Oh, that's a good one.
I think that's exactly right. But I think a lot of guys could make a boneless wing argument for there's more meat. You know, and because I had some chicken wings recently. There's just not a lot of meat on them. It's a lot of work and it's kind of gross.
I'm going to say something really controversial here. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
I don't think their wings are that good. And I think if you're going to call yourself a national chain of wings, you call yourself Wild Wings, that the food that you say on your sign has to be at least good. I don't think they're that good.
You know what it is? It's
it's too dry for me.
They got too big to fail, and then that's exactly what they did.
Mm.
But I think that,
I heard they served seagull wings would be much bigger and meaty.
Buffalo gull wings.
And you wouldn't even have to order a side of fries because the fries are inside the seagull.
It's just a seagull stuffed fry wing. I don't know. I mean, that's pretty interesting. I think it's like, a comedy club. I went to a comedy club recently and I said, what's good? And they said, well, our chicken wings are really good. And I said, I just don't think that's going to be true. So I ordered some.
Yeah.
You cannot order them. I ordered some and they were horrible. I didn't eat them. I'm like, I've worked too hard in my life to sit here and eat this comedy club food, and more comedy clubs should just have better food. But there are never really very good chicken tenders. It's a very rare thing. There's actually a place called Sticky's Finger Joint in New York City. They specialize Sticky's middle finger joint. Sticky's bird joint. Really? They're flipping birds all over Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I had their chicken one night. It wasn't good. It wasn't very good. It was so strange to me. Gregory Baker, last one, says people who care for chicken tenders?
Like they're tender towards chickens?
Yeah, chicken. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's, well, no, he's right. People who care for chickens, so people who look after the chickens, right? People in, I think in people who are in charge of wrangling chickens are the chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm.
Tending to your chicken. I mean, that's right. The language is a little bit off, but I like that. I like that one a lot. Blair Carlisle, I did not get your big message about your brain stuff, but I'll look through that. Send it again. Even put it on Patreon because I'm always checking Patreon. Blair Carlisle said, just listen to the new Tasty. Thank you. If it would, we think these have been really tasty too. Hot. Some of them spicy. All
spicy and buttery. Yeah.
If a woodchuck is actually a groundhog, shouldn't the saying be, how much ground can a groundhog hog if a groundhog could hog ground? Yes! That's a winner, winner, seagull dinner. Because there's no chicken in your dinner, sir. You're getting French fry stuffed gull wings all the way down your gullet. Hope you just got a mullet because it's going down your gullet. That is hilarious. I mean, I'm actually going to.
Yeah.
I'm texting this to K8 right now.
You're gonna what?
I just think it's. I'm texting this to K8. I'm texting it to her. You know, just so she's gonna love all that. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? All that happened with K8, and we just were laughing so hard about it. Okay. It's fun to be able to support this comedic tour de force at such a low price. Thank you. This is Don Weber. $3 a month. Thank you. Two things, a humble request for bonus content and a plea for marriage advice. I perform in St. Louis and I did 15 minutes and a hilarious riff on the zoo at the art museum. Little did we know it'd be our last live comedy for a long time. You made a reference to the very beginnings of the emergency virus. Can this be shared to Patreon as a bit of bonus material? I don't think I have, audio of that, but I might actually, now that you made me think of it. All right, I'll send that
just
over.
Just a riff in St. Louis?
Yeah, it was sort of a riff on a good chunk of the first part of my set was just riffing about this St. Louis art museum. And it was pretty funny. I had a lot of strange experiences in a very small amount of time. And it was really fun. It was back before we wore masks. Marriage advice. This is Don Weber's asking. So, Cash, you're much better at this stuff than I am, but we'll both give it a go. This is a Masters after all.
Let me take a shot at
the Masters.
Let me take a shot at it.
My wife and I were, and by the way, as I mentioned, the only crueler twist of fate than living in a world where questions about masks would be much more pertinent than asking Masters about things would be if Kate revealed herself to be Nancy Grace. That I'd be face fucking Nancy Grace with a trash can lid for 2.5 years. my wife and I were in the sauna recently and she noted that I sweat so much more profusely than her. I replied, your pores pour poorly. She groaned. I then thoughtfully apologized for my poor joke told poorly. Her hurtful response, you've been listening to too much Cashing In.
We're creating marital discord.
Give it to me straight. Can this otherwise pleasant union be salvaged or is this a deal breaker? All right. Here's the thing. It is, we do, I guess, do, emphasis on the poopies. We do a fair amount of, there's a shittiness to what we do, okay? And that is we do a lot of artful wordplay. And for some reason in our society, that has gotten the rap of being a groaner. People call those groaners. Well, I don't understand why having such a strong faculty of words The problem is that it's easy to do it poorly, so a lot of people do it, you know?
Poorly?
So a lot of, there it is.
Did you mean that way?
I didn't. That's how easy it is to do. But it's easy to do it and not, you know.
Are you sweating right now?
I see you went there. It's no sweat to do it poorly, right? But the thing is that it's too many dads that are going, hey, you haven't finished your mustard, you better catch up. And that is a groaner.
Right, it's and like that gives all of us a bad name.
But for me, the fact that you said your poor is poor poorly, that's really funny and really fast. And what you should be laughing at is not like, oh, you're using words in different ways. What she should be doing is slowly making her way down lower and lower on your body. Just as you're saying that,
this guy
is really, really quick, because in this current state of affairs and just in the world that we've created, being strong or being able to beat someone up or be able to steal things or that stuff, that doesn't matter anymore. It's mostly all about your brain. So much of what makes you a successful man is about your brain. And if you can say your poor is poor poorly, and you apologize by saying, I'm sorry about my poor, poor joke told poorly. I mean, that's really fucking quick. The only thing, so I wouldn't say it's a deal breaker, but the only thing that your pleasant union, and I love otherwise pleasant union. So other than that,
other than this podcast, this is the thorn in the side of the podcast. Yeah.
The only thing that has got in the way of them having a perfect marriage is her saying, probably truly, you've been listening to too much Cashing In. I just feel like once she's down very, very close to where she can make you feel what it is to be a man of the romantic era, you know, the Renaissance. When you said, I'm sorry about my poor, poor joke told poorly, that's a moment when she could have said, that's really thoughtful of you to say that, but you don't need to pour gasoline on the fire, even though it smells just as good as a tennis ball container being opened.
I knew you were so close to it. Was so like just the payoff was going to be enormous. You couldn't remember the new can of tennis
balls. You know what it was?
Yeah.
I didn't stick the drop. I dragged.
You dragged, but you didn't drop. Yeah, you did. You dragged it and then you didn't drop it. Hey, let me ask you something real quick.
I think it can be salvaged.
Are you familiar with the name Swizzle Stick Warthog?
There's one more Maskers. I just want to do one more Maskers. One more.
Okay.
So this is from a guy, Josh Bassett.
I like that they were in the sauna together.
I love that. I wish there were more co-ed saunas to do that.
I mean, the fact that our podcast was being discussed in a sauna, I didn't ever picture it that way with a married couple.
Yeah. Okay. So this is just, I guess,
ways.
SSWH007 writes, quick maskers, kind of a weird one, but I've been thinking about it for a while. Perhaps it's a tale as old as time, a really old tale, or just the longest scrolling credit there is. Should we give credit where credit is due, and is credit due to the scrolls on a scrolling credit?
That's wait a second. Are you mentioning scrolls?
Yeah, well, it's SSWH007 is the name of the guy. So SSWH, that's probably a initials, maybe an acronym.
Oh, wait a second.
And then at the end of it, he says,